the action research project for these two sections of an introductory course in special education in the fall semester of 2017 was first described in writing for the students on August 23rd. So first description, August 23rd, is what follows. In developing your project, thank you for following these guidelines. One, decide whether you want to work on your own or with a partner. Two, this action research project is centered on a thought experiment or imagined class, which is comprised of four students. One student has a disability, one student is gifted, one student is very much like yourself, and one student is an English language learner. Three, your thought experiment covers a time span of 11 days, starting on a Friday, going through two weekends, and finishing on a Monday. This includes ample time for communicating with the families of your five students and opportunities for those families to be involved in the intervention slash teaching slash practice related to your 11-day lesson plan. There will be pre-tests, post-tests, and informal day-to-day assessments included in your lesson planning. You, and in parentheses, and your partner, in parentheses, will choose a grade and age level for your class of four students, and you will choose the subject area for your lesson, English language arts, mathematics, social studies, science, art, music, PE, industrial arts, woodworking, etc. Procedures. One, student histories. For each of these four imaginary students, you will develop a student history. Please give each student a first name. A, prior academic and social experiences, personalities, learning styles. B, family, ethnic, cultural, heritage, language background. C, present levels of performance relevant to your lesson for the two students who are on IEPs. Number two, do library-based and anecdotal research on effective teaching practices for each of your four students. Information for your student with a disability can include what you find in our textbook. Three, do internet-based research on the Kansas standards for the subject area and grade and age level. Four, write your action research proposal by the due date of September 10th. Your proposal includes A, brief bios for your four students, B, results from your research on effective teaching practices, inclusive teaching practices, and the pertinent Kansas standards for the students' grade and age level and the subject area your lesson is going to address. Five, develop your 11-day lesson plan, starting on a Friday, running through two weekends, and completing on a Monday. A, make sure to align your lesson with Kansas standards for your subject area, as well as aligning with UDL principles and relevant CREED standards. B, make sure to include pre-assessments, post-assessments, and informal day-to-day assessments in your lesson schedule. C, make sure to include communication with the students' families and involvement of the students' families in your lesson schedule. D, make sure to frame your lesson around measurable objectives. Number 6, write a reflection on what types of data you will be collecting during your lesson to determine whether these imaginary students are making progress towards the objectives. How you are planning to collect the data. How you will make certain that the data brings you the answers you need. And what you expect to learn from the data, as well as how you would be able to improve your action research procedures for additional lessons in subsequent weeks with these same students. 7, turn in your action research project report by the due date, October 23rd. That's the end of the first description from August 23rd of the fall semester action research project in 2 introductory special education courses at Fort Hays State University.